From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. About half of Florida ninth graders failed the state's Algebra 1 exam in their first attempt last year. The class and passing the exam are a high school graduation requirement. We find out today if those numbers improved when the Florida Department of Education releases this year's end-of-course results. But Pinellas County schools aren't waiting. Hundreds of incoming ninth graders will return to class this week to begin a six-week summer algebra boot camp. Dwayne Hines is director of middle school education for Pinellas County Schools. He sits down with State Impact Florida's John O'Connor to talk about why algebra is so important, how the summer boot camp will work, and what the district's goal is for the program.
Well, we have a couple opportunities here in Pinellas County. One is our Summer Algebra 1 Boot Camp. That opportunity is for current students who will be going into the ninth grade, leaving our middle schools, who have not been exposed to Algebra 1 as a formal course. We're taking those students and giving them a jump start on the Algebra 1 curriculum ahead of time, because looking at our previous test data, many of those students did not pass when they were true ninth graders, did not pass the Algebra 1 ELC as projected.
How many students are you expecting to participate, and what would they do during the 6 weeks?
We targeted about a little bit under 6,000 students who are leaving middle schools without Algebra 1 experience. We probably had about close to 600 students signed up exclusively for the Algebra 1 program.
Why algebra? Why target algebra?
Algebra is a graduation requirement in the state of Florida. That's one of those things that could really stop a student from graduating in the state of Florida. And of course, we're in the business of ensuring that our students are prepared and making sure that they can at least graduate, so that when they leave our school system, they can have opportunity to go off to the college or go off to the workforce. But without having exposure and being successful in the course, their possibilities are limited.
Depending on which administration of the exam you look at, the passage rate for the algebra exam for Pinellas County ninth graders ranges between about 34%, I think, and about 80%. Mm-hmm. Do you have a target or a goal of what it's going to look like next year after you've had these kids come through and had a chance to then take the course and then take the exam?
Well, it is our hope. What we're planning to do is, of course, our goal is always to increase our scores, increase the pass rate. And like you said, we've been averaging about the low 30s of percentage of students that pass the course. And so what we're looking to do, we would love to see that number higher, much higher than that. I think initially we'll say 50%, but we would love to see it in the high 70s. Our goal is to, with the students that are in the program this summer who actively participate in the program, we will be tracking those students, the data throughout the year next year, looking at their performance in classes per each quarter. We will also, those will some be some of the first students when we receive the ELC results in 2015, that we will be pulling their scores first to try to see if we can make some correlations to say, okay, this program was valid in terms of it was able to really help students or whatever the case would be. We will have this summer our content specialists and a team of people going into schools spot checking to see and pulling reports to see, is it really working? Are the kids making the gains? So there's a lot of attention that will be given to this program. This is new to us, and we've normally taken a reactive approach, but we're now really want to concentrate on how do we stop them from getting into a situation where they're not able to demonstrate proficiency and master those concepts.
That was Dwayne Hines, Director of Middle School Education for Pinellas County, speaking with State Impact Florida's John O'Connor. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.